Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Sandlot 2, Fishing, and Getting Hooked. They're all coming up right after this.
Coming to Bob and Tom TV. It's a remake of one of the nation's most beloved sitcoms.
Oh, no.
Lamont, you big dummy. Did you tell the press I was in Argentina with my lover?
Gee, no, Pop. I did just what you told me. I said you were hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, Elizabeth, this is a big one. I'm coming.
Oh, are you having a heart attack, Pop?
No, that was just a flashback to my last night in Buenos Aires.
Don't miss Sanford and Son this week on Bob and Tom TV. This time, it's about more than junk. It's about trashing your career.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Christy Lee.
Hi, Chick McGee.
Hello, Pat Godwin.
Hello.
Hello, Josh Arnold.
Hey, Chickie.
Josh has a story, an adventure in fishing. I can't wait. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
How's Pops doing? He's all right?
Really good. He's going through this weird sports movie phase. He's watching Breaking Away and watching Winning Time with Reggie Miller and the Malice of the Palace documentary. It's a lot of fun.
You got him Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper.
I'll write it down right now.
Teresa Russell.
I'll make him watch it today.
That's where Gary Cooper, as Lou Gehrig says, people say I got a bad break.
That's pretty good.
That's
right,
good.
Yeah. Right as he's dying. Okay.
And also have him watch, Little Giants. With,
Little Giants?
Ed O'Neill and Rick Moranis.
You gonna take out of that?
Little Giants. Sandlot with those bunch of kids.
Oh, Sandlot.
No, actually,
best.
He would genuinely love Sandlot if he's never seen that.
And Sandlot 2 is even better than Sandlot 1, if you ask me.
That's really possible. That can't be true.
That is true. It is true.
That can't be true.
Okay.
I wonder how many accidents you just caused.
Maybe it's because Sandlot 2 involves NASA, and I love it.
Involves NASA?
Oh, that's right. You were a space engineer. I forgot. Yeah.
I wasn't a space engineer, but I enjoy NASA.
Bad News Bears.
Right okay, there. Okay.
Sandlot 2.
Wait, how do you go from You're Killing Me Smalls to NASA? What is the...
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. Sandlot in space. Am I right?
Sandlot?
Smalls, we have a problem.
A young lady moves into the neighborhood who is adorable, and her dad works for NASA.
Got it.
And is one of... It's the whole plot of the movie.
There
you can
is
see it.
Totally no believable. Way
totally
Sandlot
believable.
2 is better than Sandlot.
I enjoyed it much better than Sandlot 1.
You know what? That's... Okay, that's fair. And maybe you enjoyed it more.
Because it was set right when I was that age at that time.
Well,
and,
of course.
Oh, okay.
And it just, and I love the NASA angle. It was really cute.
I take it back, Christy. I'll give that to you. Because I enjoy I enjoy a lot of movies that are just simply not good.
Mm-hmm. There was a time.
It's good. You would like it.
Oh, okay. All right.
There was a time in my life where Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown was the greatest movie I'd ever seen. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean?
Whatever.
When you were seven?
Yeah.
Oh, that's still one of the finest.
Oh, sure, it's pretty good. It's better than Sandlot 2, I can tell you that.
Have you seen Sandlot 2?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Has anyone in the room seen it? No. Besides me?
Of course not.
No, we all were aware of it, and apparently at one time we all went, no thanks. But.
Similar premise to Sandlot, I will give you that.
Well, that's fine.
Sure. I think actually Sandlot 2 was covered in textbooks in college. I believe the chapter is cashing in on a successful movie.
National Treasure. It's a beautiful little film.
Well, National Treasure, that is a beautiful film.
That's a good movie, too.
That's a great one, yeah.
National Treasure 2 might be better than the first.
I stick by this. This is my rule of cinema. Number one, I've never seen a bad Richard Gere movie.
Okay.
And number two, I've never seen a bad Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, Pig was so good.
Now, wait a minute. You haven't really? I mean, it's okay for you to enjoy every Nicolas Cage movie, but to not... You've never seen Trapped in Paradise?
No, I haven't. See, I've never seen.
Oh, so you've seen three Nicolas Cage movies?
No, I've seen a fair sample of the Oscar winner. I saw that one, the Vegas movie.
Oh, sure. And, well, you know, I'm a big Nicolas Cage apologist.
He's amazing,
but he has been in some bad movies.
All right, I guess. Was he in Sandlot?
No, he was not. Was he in Sandlot 2? No, he was not in Sandlot 2.
Who is in Sandlot 2 if it was so great?
Bunch of kids.
Same kids from 1?
Same kids from 1, thank you, yes.
They're still at the Sandlot?
Yes, they're still at the Sandlot.
Bastards.
They're in their 30s.
Do they have to,
in their 30s.
Do they have to hire professional NFL players to play their parents because these kids are growing up?
Christy, they have to be. The Sandlot came out in 1993, the Sandlot 2, 2005.
Yeah, they're a little older in 2005. Five. Are they? Is one of them in Major League Baseball at least?
No, just watch the movie.
Wait a minute, you have never seen Sandlot 2?
Yes, I have. I'm very well aware of Sandlot 2. I've seen it way more. James Earl Jones returned for the sequel. I'm telling you, it's almost the exact same premise.
Well, of course, if you got a number, keep calling it. That's what I've always said. Sandlot and Sandlot 2.
Josh, are you a fan of the movie Hardball? Have you seen that?
Hardball.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
In fact, I had to read that script before that movie was made because I was working with Rawlings Sporting Goods at the time, and they wanted to use a bunch of Rawlings product. And so I was assigned, because I was going to school for screenwriting, I was assigned, hey, please read this script and make sure that we would be okay with having our product in it.
Sure.
And what was your decision?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Why didn't this pop into your tiny little brain? Boy, I can hold this movie company hostage. Perhaps they'll let me write a couple scenes. Why didn't you think of that?
I made those jokes in meetings about it. And I said, of course, for me to approve this, I'm going to have to be the uncle here. Or whatever. I forget what the role was.
They didn't take the bait, huh? They
fell on deaf ears, huh?
Willie?
Oh, no, I was just saying you could be Keanu's buddy that he's drinking with at Slugger's Bar in the beginning of that movie. Before he gets the DUI and has to help children. Why was that a trope, by the way, that alcoholics had to help children in these movies?
Huge trope.
It's the same thing Mighty Ducks. If you're not, maybe don't put these guys that are drunk driving in front of kids. Maybe have them clean up trash or something.
Now, Christy, have you seen The Sandlot Heading Home?
No.
Which is part 3?
No. I stopped at 2. At 2 was the end for me because it was the best.
Starring Luke Perry.
No.
He
won't be in part 4, will he?
Dear Christy, this is an email.
Yes.
Normally, I am your biggest fan, but you are flat out wrong.
Nope.
There is no way Sandlot 2 is better than Sandlot 1. The fact that it even exists is a stain on the first movie's legacy. No.
I'm going to watch it, Christy. It's written and directed by this person who did the first.
It is, and it's set in 1972, which is, I was 12 at that time.
You know what? Good for you.
And the girl that moves into the neighborhood, she's this cute girl that wants to play with the guys on the baseball team,
and they wouldn't
let her, and I was always that girl.
Are you talking about Haley Goodfarer?
Yes.
I'm looking at the IMDb.
I will give
this movie a shot.
I was the tomboy. I hung out with all the boys.
Sure.
So I just kind of relate to it. I like it.
I love that. I'm glad. Thank you for the recommendation. I will check it out.
Okay. And you're going to come in here and go, that was the worst movie.
No, I won't do that to you. If anything, I'll go, you know what? It wasn't for me. I'm going to stick with the original. But
it was cute. You're going to go, oh, it was cute.
I'm going to have a marathon. I may even throw in the Sandlot heading home.
How many were there, my God?
Three. There were three.
Well, it sounds like one, two, and three, and then heading home. Is that
no,
four?
Heading home is three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heading home is three.
Yeah.
All right.
How about that? Who knew?
Guarantee you, we're the only ones talking about Sandlot 2 today. I can tell you that.
Well.
When you see the NASA angle, you're going to go, oh, that is so cool. don't read about it.
Keep the people.
Don't read about it.
No, I was reading about the third.
Oh, my goodness.
And after reading about it, I may skip it.
I read a fishing story.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Josh has a fishing story.
Real quick, I just want to say to my older brother, Jeff, get better.
Is he the oldest brother?
What happened?
So
he's more or less the patriarch of the family.
Yeah.
Because
my dad died? Is that what you're getting at?
Your father's passed away, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That also made you the patriarch, right? When your dad died?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but they had no idea I would live this long.
No, I'm just saying.
It was only a couple of weeks.
Do you think Jeff feels some of that responsibility?
Absolutely.
Of course he does.
Yes.
Oh, poor guy.
Does he give you a call once or twice a week? How's it going, buddy?
Yeah.
How you doing, champ? Mm-hmm. There in your little hobby. How's things
Ask
going?
Ask me if I need $50.
That's right.
Oh, no. That's Jeff, right. You don't need this
person. That's right.
No, anyway, he sent a photo to my other brothers and I. It was a form from the hospital that you get.
Yes.
Oh. Just saying, hey, you've been here. Here's what...
Yeah, what happened?
And next to the hospital form was a small medical vial, and inside was the fishing lure that...
was it a nice spinnerbait? What was it?
Had to be removed.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
God.
And I asked, I said, was this a snag gone wrong? Because sometimes you'll throw for the shore. Because, you know, the bass like to congregate.
Right, of course.
Sure. And you will get into a tree, and then you have to yank the line.
Comes flying.
Yes. Come flying back at you. And we've had our accidents before on the boat. and he said, no, it was a cast gone wrong. So what had happened was...
Oh, this is so cringeworthy.
When he went to cast, it got hooked a little bit on his back. And he was unaware, and then he just...
And it tugs and makes it worse.
And he really set that hook into his
trouble hook, right?
A lot of blood, I bet, too.
Oh,
probably.
God. Was he by himself?
Trickling down his back.
I think so. He was on the boat by himself, so he cut the line. Unless he was dumb enough and walked into the hospital holding the fishing pole.
I would like to think that would be so funny.
He was out on the boat by himself, huh?
Sure, yeah.
Things okay at home with Jeff and the wife?
I'm sure she didn't want to go out there with him.
It was hot.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
Why don't you go out on the boat? Give me 10 minutes with myself,
Blow the stink off you.
Chick McGee, the troublemaker.
And blow the stink off of you.
But that's all's right, well. He seems to be better. And he's going to be in a major league, he's going to be in a bass tournament at the end of September.
Have you ever watched one of those bass tournaments?
Dude, I watch it. Look.
They're like professional.
The amount of fishing I watch on TV is
alarming.
Maybe one of the reasons I'm single.
No, I like fishing shows. Who's your favorite fisherman?
You know, this is the golden age of fishing shows because it's so inexpensive to just run video forever.
They
can catch everything, catching everything.
Yeah, yeah. Christy, I do not remember the gentleman's name.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Terrible with this. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's like professional wrestling. They scream and yell and hold the fish out.
Yeah.
You, woo!
Oh,
like
dude.
Yeah.
And the way they pull that bass onto the boat, unhook it, weigh it, and put it back in the water in 15 seconds?
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts.
Is that right?
I mean, there's, yeah, yeah.
They don't eat it? They don't chop it up and put it in the lard and the pot, the fire?
I mean, that bass is back in the water before it even knew what happened. It's amazing.
But, Josh, aren't they worried that their hands are going to get all icky and gross? I thought they have someone colder than them to get the fish off the line.
Here's audio of every...
That might be a thing. It looks like Jacob Wheeler from Harrison, Tennessee is the number one bass fisherman world rankings.
Really?
Jacob Wheeler, Ott Defoe, and Brandon Palinault.
We got a Frenchman up in the top three?
Ott Defoe?
Yeah, sounds like a French guy to me.
It sounds a little Frenchy. No, he's from Blaine, Tennessee. Okay. This sounds like where Reno lives. Maybe he knows where these guys are.
There yeah, maybe he does.
There you go.
God, what do we got to get out there? What are we doing? We've been talking about going fishing.
Talk about it every year, yeah.
Boy, the accidents you and I could get into.
I did that lure thing myself, set myself in the ER.
What? Where did you?
Right here, caught me in the elbow right here.
Oh, the inside of the elbow?
The inside of the elbow right there, yeah.
What had happened?
I just pulled it back out of a tree real quick and it caught. Pulling it myself.
When you go into the ER, it's like Norm walking into cheers.
Yeah,
hey, come on in. What'd you do now? Yeah,
I just pulled my arm up. Look at this.
Yeah, thanks to you, my insurance went up this year. I appreciate that.
That's not how insurance works.
It absolutely does.
Well, no, it's not a direct correlation.
Seth Feeder, F-E-I-D-E-R, is also a great fisherman. Chris Johnson. Okay, there you
go. Oh, fishermen. Dude, Major League Fishing is so
awesome. There are so many great fishing tours.
So awesome.
It is an MLF.
I like the ones.
Yeah.
Cool. I have a question. Are they allowed to drink?
West?
Are they allowed to drink beer on the boat while they fish? Probably not, right?
No. Yeah, no, they don't.
Okay,
they
so
don't.
My favorite parts of fishing aren't in Major League Fishing. They don't have
the only thing you and I go fishing for is not included in Major League Fishing.
No, it's. I mean, it's great. Waking up, having coffee on the dock before you go out, and then having a couple beers in the boat, hanging out with my cousin Pat.
That's great, man.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, I have coffee on the boat. I love it.
Coffee on that's a risk, my friend.
Coffee. It's in a Yeti.
Okay.
Have you ever fished?
But it would be hilarious if I had an open mug.
Gone up to Canada, done any fishing?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah. Certainly, yeah. Nice. A lot of fun.
Nice. Why don't we have a...
nice water.
Well, you know what? Let's talk to Tom and get him to rent us a house.
Yes.
Rent us a house, Tom.
Rent us a house, Tom.
And we'll all go fishing. Yeah.
That'd
we'll
be fun.
I used to watch that Roland Martin all the time.
I mean, all of us?
I won't go.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
That's not what
God,
you...
God, I knew where you were going. Exactly. I'm not stupid.
Are you crazy?
Can Kermit you Kermit has sent us an email. He says,
hey, everybody.
You mean to tell me... No, Kermit, don't put up with us. Your whole life you had to deal with that.
It's being green.
You don't need it from... He says, you mean to tell me on the Major League fishermen, fishing people, they don't... They catch and release the fish, and they don't save them for a shore lunch. I know.
Oh, well, there you go.
Tom shore. Would be a
you know who
lunch.
The number one world's most famous best angler was?
Number one!
On every list, and I've been looking at a lot of them. Nope. Ernest Hemingway.
What?
That's what it says.
Ernie.
Yep. Yeah, followed by Roland Martin, who I grew up watching. Yeah.
Rowan Martin?
Roland Martin.
Oh,
they got the laughing guys. Yeah. They probably had a blast fishing.
Fine looking family. Oh, I bet they got their furred. Yeah.
They would love until Ruth Buzzy would walk out. You mashers, and hit her with her purse.
You believe in the hereafter? Then you know what I'm here after.
You guys want to come back and do a show for an audience?
Oh!
Yeah. I like this one.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.